Now, we have with us today members of the cast of A Lyrical Christmas Carol. I'm going to introduce you to them personally in a few moments, but we're going to start with a song. This has become an annual tradition for many people in the Pittsburgh area. A Lyrical Christmas Carol was created back in 1991 by Ken and Jane Gargaro. It's a new take on a Christmas classic that's always enjoyable. And now we have members of the cast from Pittsburgh Musical Theater and A Lyrical Christmas Carol. Tell us a little bit about this year's production. This is Jim Ryan, who is playing piano. And this is really a neat spin, isn't it, on the whole concept of a Christmas carol. We all know it, the ghost of Christmas, past, present, and future. But Ken and Jane really did something pretty special some 18 years ago.
Absolutely. I incorporated some beautiful music and brought it to life with Ken's company, Pittsburgh Musical Theater, which, you know, it's a bit, bringing the conservatory students into this, and all ages and lots of them, really puts an exciting something into it.
It's terrific. And Pittsburgh Musical Theater is going to be presenting this. The show opens December 17th. That's just a few days away. And will be continuing to run. I'm getting some signals. We're gonna do a mic switch here.
In just one second.
In just a second here. Give us one moment here as you're tuned in to the Saturday Light Brigade. There we go.
So thank you very much for that. And he takes that away. This is nice. I just, no waiting. Just a quick mic check. So, that's good. Let me not get you in trouble here. The show opens on the 17th through the 20th.
That sounds right. I just show up when they tell me to go.
It's at the New Hazelwood Theater. I know it's right. I'm reading. And I'd like to meet some of the kids. But why don't we hear, I know you've got three other numbers prepared. What's next?
Silent Night.
Production
of A Lyrical Christmas Carol at the Saturday Life Brigade. The chorus singing, I think I can call you the chorus, huh? Is that inappropriate?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say yeah. Let's meet the individuals that comprise the chorus. We'll start with you, just because you're on the end. Wearing a shirt, a Grease shirt. I had to look for a minute. From the musical Grease, not used for Grease. What's your name?
My name's Jason Marco, and I play Fezziwig.
Fezziwig, and I don't know who Fezziwig is.
He is Scrooge's apprentice whenever he was apprenticing, whenever he was younger.
And have you been in this production before?
This is my third time.
I thought maybe before. Have you played this role before, or is this new?
This is new for me.
And tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from and what you aspire to do.
I am from Robinson Township. I go to Montour High School. My goal is to become a chemistry teacher, and I'm going to minor in musical theater.
Excellent. What year are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
And you like chemistry a lot, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you must have a very good chemistry teacher now.
I do, yeah.
Do you want to say hello to anybody who's listening?
Hi, everyone that's listening. I don't know.
Well, that's perfect. That covers it. That's perfect. You can tell he's good with the S orbitals, the P orbitals, all that stuff. They still teach it that way, don't they?
Yep.
Okay, and spin, like electrons matching and all that stuff. Good, because I used to know that stuff pretty well. What's your name?
Timothy DeBass.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Montour Middle School.
So you eventually will go to his high school, right?
Right.
I thought so. And what role do you play?
I am a merchant.
Have you been here before in the play?
Yes, this is my fifth time.
And what got you interested in acting?
When I was little, I was like three, and at my house, we have like a fireplace. I used to stand on it and dance, sing, and that's what got me interested into acting.
So your house, there was a stage with kind of that shelf in front of the fireplace, and you could stand there, and that was your place for doing it. I wonder if anybody here knew that before. Nobody knew that. You've just revealed something about yourself. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Hello, everybody. She's listening.
Great. And I'll just make that a standing offer if anybody wants to send out personal greetings. And we'll meet you, and then do another song, and then meet some more folks. What's your name?
I'm Greg Messmer. I'm 14 years old, sorry. I go to Thomas Jefferson High School, and this is my first year with PMT and my first time doing this show.
Terrific. Did you just have a birthday by chance?
No, actually. I'm just out of it this morning.
Well, that's okay. it's good that he added the this morning, not the I'm just out of it, but he added the this morning. I just had a birthday. That's the only reason I was asking. So what got you interested in dipping your toe into this Pittsburgh musical theater stuff?
I performed with CLO Academy for 3 years, and I didn't really like their program, and I took a break from it, from musical theater in general, and I met somebody at a summer camp who went to PMT, and they encouraged me to join, so.
That's great, and I'm glad you pointed that out, because they're different fits. You know, there are lots of different programs for actors and for people interested in musical theater, and some are better fits than others, and we're fortunate to have so many different options here in our area. What do you like particularly about PMT?
I like the performance opportunities. A few months ago, I was in Les Mis, and now I'm in Christmas Carol.
Two very different productions, too. Well, terrific. Anything else you want to add?
Not really, no.
Okay, I should point out you're wearing a billabong. What is any significance to the shirt?
I got it in the Outer Banks.
There we go. Well, that's good. So you were out of it earlier, and then in the Outer Banks, it's coming together slowly. Let's say hello to you. What's your name?
I'm Dan DeLuca, and I'm 17 years old, and I go to Peters Township High School.
And is this your senior year?
It is.
Do you know what you're doing next? I'm like, everybody is asking you that, I'm sure, and your family at this point, or maybe do you have it all figured out?
Not all figured out. We'll see. Just waiting for college, to hear back from college, but pursuing musical theater no matter what.
Good. Where have you applied?
I applied to CMU, NYU, I'm in the process of doing that, there's a lot of essays, and I did Boston Conservatory in Cincinnati.
Okay, so have decided to go to the lower rungs of schools by applying to all of those. Wow, those are great schools to apply to. When did you decide you wanted to do musical theater?
When I was in kindergarten, actually.
Do you have a memory as specific as, say, the fireplace memory?
I saw Peter Pan at the, I believe it was the tour with associated with CLO with Kathy Rigby whenever I was in kindergarten, and I was in the second row. It was for my birthday, and after that I was just like, wow, that's what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life, and that's what I have been doing since.
That's amazing. Who took you to that performance?
My parents and my grandparents.
So they had a big impact. That one small act had a huge impact on your life. Anything else you want to say?
Just hello to everybody. I know the office isn't open, or are they open? I don't know, but hi, Mrs. Knapp and Ms. Petrucci and who's ever listening.
Oh, they're awake. The radios reach their homes, too, and we make sure that they're doing that. Why don't we say hello to you real quick, and then we'll have another song. What's your name?
Melissa Leslie.
And your statistics, where are you in school? What year are you in?
I'm a senior at Fox Chapel High School.
And do you have it figured out? What's next?
Kind of. The college that I really want to go to is Syracuse right now, so waiting to hear back from there and see what happens.
What do you want to study there?
Musical theater.
Yeah, they're a great school for a lot of different things. And for what it's worth, I can remember like it was yesterday that I had no college applications filled out at this time of the year, and I finally filled out one only because it was a page or two. It was like a two-page application without essays, and I could tell my parents, I sent in an application, and then, you know, they dealt with it for a while, but then it was over the winter break where I really had to get all that stuff in. You probably have friends with early acceptances already, too, yeah. But it's tough. What role do you play?
I play the Ghost of Christmas Future.
That must be fun, and I forgot to ask your role.
I'm Fred and the narrator on Thursday and Saturday nights, and I'm Old Joe on the other days.
Friday. Continuing the out of it this morning tradition. The Ghost of Christmas Future is going to be kind of fun, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's kind of creepy, but...
What's creepy about it?
The mask.
That would make sense. The production opens this Thursday. It runs through Sunday. I'll give you a phone number and a website in just a moment. Anything else you want to add?
Just hi to PMT, because you're probably listening.
Excellent. Well, we have a couple more songs to go, and I know one of you knows what's next. What's next?
Jingle Bells.
No. Oh. I know what's next.
I picked the wrong one. It's not Jingle Bells.
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls.
It's Deck the Halls.
Here once again, members of the cast of A Lyrical Christmas Carol displaying their remarkable dexterity. Was there a late rehearsal last night?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought so. Here they are once again.
Deck the Halls with bells of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la.
Sounded like that. Let's meet. There's nine folks here all together, and we've got four more people to say hello to, starting with you. Hello.
Hi, I'm Heidi Pappert, and I'm a junior at Kappa High School, and I play Martha Cratchit.
Terrific. And have you been at Kappa? Did you start at Rogers and
no.
Come up?
No, I didn't. Before that, I went to Southbrook, which was a public school, and... So, yeah, I started in ninth grade at Kappa, but before that I did musical theater at the CLO from when I was five, and now I'm at PMT, and this is my first production at PMT.
That's terrific. And what's it been like getting acclimated and involved? Because there's some people at PMT that have been there for ages. Has it been pretty easy to get, into it?
Yeah, I mean, all of the people are really, really nice, and they just, like, it's, like, so warm and welcoming, and it's just, it's a really nice atmosphere. I really like it.
It's pretty important. What's it been like at Kappa this year now that the younger kids have moved in? If you're not aware of this, Kappa now, the facility that used to be out near Homewood is now incorporated into the large Kappa. I guess you guys are pretty segregated, but do you get a chance to interact with younger students?
Kind of. I mean, they have their own, like, separate part of the school. Like, they took the courtyard and made everything, like, separate. But, I mean, we do see the little kids sometimes in the hallways and stuff, but it's not really that big of a deal. They're on different floors than we are, so it's not really that different.
I think it is nice to bring everybody together, and I always, when I think about Kappa, I think about where would you go before Kappa? If you don't have a school with a strong musical theater or performing arts curriculum, and fortunately we do have some suburban schools that have that, but in the city to have Kappa is just a terrific thing. Let's meet you. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Rosemary Baird, and I'm in ninth grade at Mount Lebanon High School, and I am a Lulalo singer.
Excellent. And is this your first production with PMT?
No, this is actually my fourth year at PMT. So I've been going here for a while.
So you know the show pretty well. When did you decide you were interested in being on stage?
It was probably around first grade. I just remember because my dad, he plays in a band. And so I remember I would sing with him a lot. And
what's the name of his band?
I can't remember.
Dad's band. Well, that's all right. What's his first name?
His name is Phil Baird.
Phil Baird, because your last name sounded familiar. It's a street in Oakland, too, but it sounded familiar. I think it's a street in Oakland. So you knew you wanted to do it from an early age.
Yeah, I originally was singing more modern songs, but then I started taking voice lessons and doing some local shows, and that's what got me interested in it.
Oh, that's terrific. And next we come to Cheryl and Kevin's daughter. I met your parents not too long ago. Yeah, ooh, she's wondering, how does he know? Clairvoyance with the radio. All the radio waves come through. I don't know your name, though.
I'm Olivia McCann. I'm a 17-year-old junior at Kappa High School.
Excellent. And what do you do in the play?
I'm a party guest and an ensemble member.
Well, that sounds very good. When did you know you wanted to do this?
I didn't know until eighth grade that I wanted to be in musical theater. It took me my Kappa audition and the decision on which high school I was going to go to that I really realized that I was meant to be on stage.
Interesting. So were you interested in Kappa without necessarily knowing what aspect of the arts you wanted to focus on? Or did you know it was musical theater at the time you entered Kappa or were getting ready to enter?
Well, when I decided that I wanted to audition for Kappa, I was going to audition for vocal and for musical theater. Musical theater was my main decision, though, because I love to sing, dance, and act, and I never really did all three of them together. I did a few small plays. So whenever I realized I had the chance to do that at Kappa, it just opened my eyes to a new world.
What a great opportunity to suddenly realize you can do something like that, because musical theater and vocal is very different. Anything else you'd like to say?
Not really. I want to say hi to my mom and dad, but they're here, so they can see me say hi. But hi to everyone else who's listening.
Thanks. And last but not least, we have...
Hi, I'm Harrison Wayne. I'm a junior at Chartiers Valley High School, and I'm double cast with Dan as Fred and the narrator.
Excellent. And I kind of like these questions about what got you into acting the more I think about it. So what got you into acting? Now you get to think about it.
Well, my mom was a dancer all her life. She was a professional dancer, and she did like musical theater and all that stuff. And then she was like, she works at the Jewish Community Center as like the head dancer, and she took like another job at Pittsburgh Musical Theater about 6 years ago. And she was always like, just try it, just try it. And so I said, fine, I'll try it. And then I ended up just being like, I love being on stage. So that got me into it. It's my mom.
That's something to think about. When did you realize it was something that you really liked doing?
About like half a year into it, I was like, this is fun. I like it.
How old were you?
I don't know.
I mean, but you were like, were you 10, 11, or?
It's like 6 years ago. So I was like 10 or 11, maybe 12. I don't know.
Well, that's fantastic. Anything else you'd like to say?
Hi, Mom. You asked me what radio station this is on, so I hope you're listening.
She's listening. Everybody's listening. She's listening. Thank you to all of you. And it's nice to know how we have a pretty diverse group. It's always nice. That's one thing I like about Pittsburgh Musical Theater is you've got people from a number of different schools and a number of different ages. Now, you can get more information at pittsburghmusicals.com. or at 412-539-0900. The play is right across the street from where we are at the new Hazlett Theater, the musical, I should say, and it runs Thursday through Sunday. Times are available at 412-539-0900 or pittsburghmusicals.com. I'm going to turn to Jim Ryan. I have a feeling Jingle Bells might be coming up next. Anything else you'd like to add?
Come on out and get into the holiday spirit.
Terrific. Well, here again, the cast from A Lyrical Christmas Carol.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Thanks.